right. In any case, you know, we're going to shift now to politics. Andrea Bernstein, a great big never mind, eh?
Yeah. You could say that.
Andrea Bernstein, the Takeaways political director, commenting and reacting to the revelation this morning that Barack Obama is now urging that delegates from Michigan and Florida be fully seated at the Democratic National Convention in Denver after a fight with Hillary Clinton that took weeks and weeks and weeks, that they not be seated at all. They are actually, they have half a vote now until they change the rules. Andrea, what does this mean?
Nothing. No, actually, it means that the Democrats really do want to win Michigan and Florida. It doesn't mean anything procedurally. It means Barack Obama will still be the nominee for the Democratic Party. But it's a nod to the Democratic parties of Michigan and Florida saying you are extremely important in the general election. We want you. Now, I mean, the interesting thing was is that if you sort of rewind the tape pre that big May 31st confab in the Washington Marriott Hotel where everybody was feeling very tense. Even then, if you ran the numbers, it looked very unlikely that Hillary Clinton could be the Democratic Party nominee, with getting everything she wanted, full seating of Michigan and Florida delegations. But there was a real unease at the top levels of the Obama campaign that if they gave in, they would A, look weak, and B, that Hillary Clinton was going to pull something out of their hat that was going to completely upset the apple cart. So now, in July, in the week sort of probably when
But even back then, though, Andrea, they were not as dogmatic, at least not publicly. The way they spin it was, of course, they wanted the Michigan and Florida delegates to have their place, just not be counted in the primary process. So they were wedging back then, even.
Right. Well, you would go and have half a vote. So practically, that means, you know, not much. What conventions really want is to go to these, what delegates really want is to go to the conventions. We're going to get to go to the convention even with that. But going forward, the Democratic Party really needs Florida and especially Michigan. I mean, there are scenarios that some Barack Obama's advisors have spun out to me in which they can win without Florida. There aren't any that I've seen where they win without Michigan. So they want those states. They want those people. They want them to feel fully a part of the party. And they feel that sort of, you know, having had these 2 months in limbo as half a person, the Democratic delegates of Michigan and Florida, that was punishment enough, and now they will go forward and be full participants in the convention in Denver later this month.
Well, but Andrea, how does this work politically? I mean, are people in Michigan going to go, oh, wow, we're full delegates, and there's going to be some sort of wave of support for Barack Obama either in Michigan or in Florida? How does this procedural change at the convention affect the broad sense of Barack Obama's standing with the electorate in both of those states?
Well, it may sound silly, but delegates are political activists. They're the kinds of people to whom these things matter. So, yes, I'm sure that they feel better going into Denver as full delegates and coming out and organizing in the fall, which is what the Obama campaign really needs them to do.
I see. So it's a matter of engaging the base at the convention and sending them out to do the work in the actual states. I see.
Exactly.
Any sort of sense of a media strategy in Florida and Michigan that would accompany this interesting revelation?
Well, I haven't heard any inklings yet. And my sense from Obama is, especially in Florida, he has so much work to do because big Jewish Democratic community, they've been subject to a big whispering campaign. New York's mayor, Michael Bloomberg, already went down to Boca to denounce the whispering campaign and say we as Jews should reject this, which is very interesting because he hardly ever points out that he's a Jew. But because there was no primary campaign, there was a lot of room for those misinformation campaigns to step in. And it is something that Obama clearly has to combat for the general election.
Well, it's interesting. You know, we should have you back to talk about the significance of misinformation in this very unprecedented political year and in that, you know, pivotal state of Florida. Andrea Bernstein, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Andrea Bernstein is, of course, the Takeaways political director. And now with headlines, Femi Okeh.
Thanks, John. 28 minutes past the hour.